is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Oh, man. Hey, Mike, if I'm not back before we start the broadcast, will you start?
Yeah, don't worry. I got it. I'll cover you.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked. Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're broadcasting live twice daily. 1 hour per broadcast for now. Soon it's going to be 2 hours per broadcast on Genesis Communications Network. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Podcasts are free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota. Mike Ma is with me in the studio. And Mike Ma's been staying at the farm here in Missouri for several weeks now. And we're delighted, absolutely delighted to have him with us. I'd just like to take a moment to discuss your finances. Based on the election, you know, you're absolutely certain that inflation is going to take hold at an ever-increasing rate. It's my opinion that you should consider buying gold and silver immediately. The current players in power only have one choice, and that is to print, 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 print. That's the only thing they can do. That will mean higher prices. For sure, on everything except for used goods. That's things that people are selling at garage sales and flea markets because they have to sell them because they're desperate. So you know that prices are going to go up. And if you have any a store of wealth and you want to convert it into something that will endure, I suggest that you consider buying precious metals. I do not suggest that you buy numismatics in any way, shape, or form. I suggest that you buy just bullion-type coins. I'm not talking about rounds. I'm talking about bullion-type coins minted by a government. The Canadian government, the United States government, Krugerrands, things like that. Silver dollars, junk silver. Make sure you get a fair price on it when you buy it. But I suggest that you consider doing that. So with us today is Mike Ma. He's a senior USAprepares.com tactical and safety instructor. He used to train SWAT teams until they changed their attitudes by wearing masks. He doesn't do that anymore. He just teaches us. Mike came up from Guatemala, Central America, and he does that every time that we have an expo, and he spends a lot of time with us here in Missouri, and he teaches lots of classes on how to survive a gunfight, how to negotiate for your life, and every time he does a class, people walk away stunned, absolutely stunned with the information that he gives them, and they feel a lot safer. Welcome, Mike Ma.
Well, thank you for having me, Vincent.
Hey, Mike. Mike, you are a very dear and close friend of ours, and I mean that sincerely. And you've helped a lot of people. And I think what we should do today is talk about bad situations. With what we know has happened with the election, a lot of us are numb, absolutely numb. We are stunned. And Stan Deo called me last night, and he said that he felt like he just lost his best friend. Mike Ma feels the same way. The freeze dry guy. He just left this morning for California. He left the farm to go back to California. He feels the same way. All of our instructors feel the same way. We feel like we just lost our best friend, the United States of America, to a phlegm of insufferable idiots who know nothing nothing about working for a living. They know nothing about simple economics. They know nothing about honesty. They know nothing about integrity. The unfortunate thing is they've caused the collapse of their country. But they've also caused the collapse of our country, because it's the same country. That's why you hear the tone of my voice. I despise politicians. They lie, they cheat, they steal. They work throughout the night to empty our wallets for their own personal gain. And they've convinced a bunch of people, more than half of us, that they're right. Well, they're not right. And unfortunately, we're all going to suffer because of their idiotic choices. So, Mike, I think we're headed toward bad times. Do you disagree, or what do you think?
It's going to be bad. I just don't know how bad, when it's going to happen. But now there's no way we're going to dodge the bullet on this. No way at all.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Mike, here's a situation. A person is in his car, and he's at a traffic light. Light's red. He's somewhere in a city. And he's approached by a person. A person that's not dressed too well. You know, looks maybe a little seedy. Maybe a little thuggish. He's got his windows up. Guy's got a hood over. The guy approaching him has one of those jerseys on with his hood on. And you can't really see much of him except for part of his face. And that's mostly covered. What do you do, Mike?
Well, in my car, I always have a rag. Mm-hmm. That I pretty much use for, you know, wiping off the windows or messes and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty handy.
So you have a small rag?
Yes, small rag.
Okay, like maybe 18 inches by 18 inches?
Yeah, that's about right. Mm-hmm. And then now you could either do it one way or the other. Either put your gun in your hand and lay it over that, or just lay it over your hand and point your finger. But you don't show your weapon. And as I always talk about, I never show my weapon. But let them think that maybe there might be a chance that their health may be in danger. And when they see this rag laying over your hand, then it's going to be easier for you to tell them to step away, and you don't want any. No, thank you. And then let them go away.
Let me see if I've got this right. So let's say the person in the car has a firearm, and it's a handgun. He just puts drapes the rag over the firearm in his hand, ready to shoot. That's one way to do it.
Yes, yes. And when they're doing that, like I say, you're acting like you have control of the situation, and they will understand when they look in, they see that rag.
Mm-hmm. Now, where is that rag pointing?
It'll be pointing directly at him. Okay. Directly
so
at him.
Is it... chest high when you're sitting in the driver's seat, or is it on your lap pointing up?
No, it'd be pointing up right at him. And myself, I have my window down when somebody approaches. And the main reason is a lot of times they'll shatter that window. Mm-hmm. But to me, the window's down already, and I can hear what's going on, and they're not going to be reaching in. That's what they think they're going to be doing, is reaching in. But once they see the rag, that kind of takes the air out of their chute and kind of lose interest.
Okay, so Mike, you have not pointed a gun at them. You've pointed a rag at them, and they don't know whether it's a finger attached to a hand that's covered by a rag, or whether it's a muzzle attached to a firearm.
Yes, it's that doubt. That's, remember, no one wants to get hurt. So when they see that, that's going to put doubt in their mind. And then that's when you can take control of the situation.
Mike, do you smile when you look at them?
Always use your manners. You always use your manners. And then there's times that I don't, and that's normally when I'm in a commanding mode. And then when I get in that commanding mode, I've got a way to back up my commands, such as step away now.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mike, I saw you do that. Oh. I was in the car with you one day, and it looked like we were in an unfriendly situation. And first time I ever saw you do that, we were on a lonely road coming back from Springfield, Missouri. And it wasn't like we were trying to be on a lonely road. It's just that was the road to get to where we were going, and actually to my house. And it looked like there was a real bad situation about to happen, and at maybe 11 o'clock on a Friday night. And I saw you take out your handkerchief right after you unfastened your seatbelt.
No, I either use my handkerchief or my hat. That's why I carry a hat.
I've seen you do both. Cover your gun with your hat, and yeah. As a matter of fact, Mike, I saw you at the Get Prepared Expo. You were applying Hoi Chi, the ancient art of Chinese medicine, right there on the expo floor, with thousands of people there, and you had your gun covered with your hat.
Yeah. Well, how do you know it was a gun?
Because I know you.
Oh, well, you see the hat. You don't see the gun.
Well, no, I didn't see the gun. I saw the hat. I saw your hat attached to your belt.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like you just hung your hat there. And what was under that hat, Mike?
Well, that's my protection and safety. I always have it with me.
Yeah, you do. You do. As a matter of fact, I was invited to come back to the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. For a meeting, with top management there, who I despise, and they told me not to bring my gun. What do you think my reaction to that was, Mike?
Well, like you say, any place that doesn't want my gun, they probably don't want me.
Yeah, so I'm never going back to the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. As a matter of fact, Mike, they told me when I walked in there, now they have gun shows there, they told me that... they were offended by my gun. What are they thinking? Well, and I guess they're not offended when the police have guns.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I saw lots of police. Okay, Mike. So we approach the situation with a rag covering our handgun. All right. Now let's step this up a little bit, Mike. It's not just one guy now. Now it's two guys approaching the car from the same side. We're driving. We're all alone. There's no passengers in our vehicle with us. It's a car or a small truck. And two guys now approaching. They've got hoods on. And we don't know if they're asking us for something to eat, or we don't know if they're asking us for money, or we don't know if they're going to try to kill us. When we get back, let's talk about that situation. And we have many, many more situations that I'd like to discuss and have you share your knowledge as to what to do with our class. I'm Vince Finelli, Mike Ma, USAPreparedUs.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Okay, here's some survival stock. Freeze dried soups, 3,000 packets. 150 carbon filters, that's enough to filter Lake Erie. 40 caliber center fire, 3,000 rounds, goodbye flash mob. And, yeah, my Kimberly wood stove. Face it, when it's 20 degrees and windy, your family needs reliable heat. They need the American-made stainless steel Kimberly stove. At 56 pounds, it can heat your home tonight and tomorrow and be hooked up to your cabin, boat, or RV. And it belts out 40,000 BTUs of dry heat. Boy, that'll dry out your house after a flood. And Kimberly burns wood scraps, driftwood, charcoal, pellets, even manure. And it's great for cooking, too. Take note, dealers want it. See JATOproducts.com or call 855-USA-STOVE. That's 855-USA-STOVE. JATOProducts.com.
Go to TheEconomicCollapseBlog.com to see the shocking evidence that shows why America is heading for a complete economic collapse. That's TheEconomicCollapseBlog.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Mike Ma is with us in the studio today, and we're talking about dangerous situations. And Mike, are you armed right now?
Yes. Always.
Okay, you're always armed.
Always armed.
You, if your gun's not welcome, you don't go there?
That's the story. Yep.
Yeah. I feel the same way. Mike, we talked about one person coming up to the car. It's a guy with a hooded jersey on, and the mental image I have is it's one of those dark blue jerseys, you know, it's not brightly colored, so the guy wants to blend in. All right, now it's two. Now it's two hooded guys approaching the car, and they look pretty fit. Let's say they're in their 20s, and they're approaching the car from the driver. One person is in the car behind the wheel. No one else is in the car. And these two guys approach from the driver's side. Now what do we do? And at what point do we do it? Do we do it at 3 feet, 5 feet? Do we talk to them? And what do we do?
Well, you're right back to their appearance, what you're talking about right there. I don't even want them close to me. And then that's why I'm saying I'll have my window down. I'll stick my arm out and tell them, you know, stay back. I don't want any. No, thank you. And then let it go at that. And then you're talking about, you know, 5 or 6 feet. That's, I'm starting to get real concerned if they get that close. I don't even want them that close. Now, if you're in traffic at all, or even in a parking lot, you always have your car in gear. And all you have to do is stomp on the gas. And then what happens, you'll smash into somebody either in front of you or if you're in the parking lot in back of you. And this gets more people involved. Everybody will hear the crash, and then more people will be involved, and it's less likely something's going to happen. But let me don't let them get close to your car at all.
Let me see if I've got this right, Mike. The situation appears to be dangerous. So what we're going to do is we are going to have an accident. We're going to cause an accident with the guy in front of us or the guy behind us.
Yes.
Okay. And that's going to draw a lot of attention.
More attention, more people involved.
What about just simply leaning on the horn?
Everybody leans on the horn a lot, so it's not a big thing.
So. Okay, so is that something that we might want to try first?
Maybe, but like I say, I wait till the last minute. Like I say, once they start getting into that 5 or 6 foot distance, mm-hmm. and I'm not armed, mm-hmm. well then I would get everybody else involved. If I am armed, like I say, I'll raise my rag up where they can see it, mm-hmm. and then that's the last warning, 5 or 6 foot away. You know, step back now.
Okay, and if they don't.
Then anything happens after that, either a crash or my rag catches on fire.
Oh, man. Okay, Mike, what about a woman at night? She's driving along the road, and let's say it's a suburban road, okay? So it's not in the city. It's in the suburbs, and she's about... Oh, maybe 2 miles from a Walmart, and she's noticed. You know, she's going home. She's on her way home, but she has to pass a Walmart or a big supercenter or a big grocery store or something like that that's open 24 hours. And she notices that these same lights keep following her, and she can identify that. You know, sure enough, it is that same vehicle that's been following her for the last couple of miles. What does she do? Does she go home?
Okay. What I had that same thing happen to me, and mm-hmm. it was my wife and I, and mm-hmm. we already practiced procedures.
Yeah.
And as we were going down the road, I saw this car, and it just kept coming. And not at my house, but I turned at another spot. It was out in Oklahoma, 1 mile roads,
uh-huh.
and I turned,
mm-hmm.
and it turned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then went down another mile, and I turned, and it turned again.
Right.
And then, so now this coincidence is really getting going. So then I turned again on the next one, and I blocked the road. And then by then, I had my AK. I carry an AK in my car. And
AK-47.
Yeah,
AK-47. Semi-automatic rifle, 30 rounds.
Yes.
Okay.
And then I blocked the road, and then my wife had the AK, mm-hmm. and I had 2 Glocks.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in front of the car. And when they pulled around that last turn, that was it. It was the wrong car.
Let's talk about what happened those last few minutes when we get back. Mike Ma, Vin Finelli, USAPreparedness.com, the largest preparedness broadcast in the United States of America. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. After more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds during the
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
I got a birthday card from Dr. Howard Shane and Dr. M.L. Shane. They're very close friends of the family. And they have a dental practice in Springfield, Missouri. And this birthday card says, my heartfelt wishes for a happy birthday and many, many more. Remember to brush and floss responsibly. What happens next is up to you. Oh, man. Howard Shane did an emergency dental seminar at the Expo. He's a really, really good guy. And a friend of Mike Ma's, freeze-dry guys, and mine, and all the instructors. I love Dr. Howard Shane and M.L. Shane. Okay, Mike, so that car has been following at night, making turn for turn with the person driving the lead vehicle. So let's recap that, and what happened?
Okay, now, as I made these turns, I'm out in the rural areas and 1 mile roads, mm-hmm. and each time I took the turn, it gave me a chance to realize there was only one car following me. And I'm armed, and we practiced this, my wife and I, mm-hmm. and so we were armed by the time we were ready to stop, and I blocked the road so they couldn't get by, and they made the turn, and then that's where we were stopped there. And
so you made the turn. You're the lead car. This car is following you. You turned, let's say, right, and then how far did you go before you stopped?
Maybe 50 yards.
50 yards, and then you turned diagonally to block the entire road.
Blocked the entire road.
Mm-hmm. And so if they wanted to get by, they couldn't?
They couldn't get by.
Okay, now what did you do?
And I gave them an opportunity to drive straight on by. I mean, it wasn't so far down, they didn't know what was going on. But they took the turn, too. But my wife was behind the car with the AK-47, and she really doesn't like that gun at all. But at that night, she really enjoyed it. I mean, you get a good sense of security holding something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I approach the car, and I don't tell people to do it, but like I say, I want to know who's following me.
Mm-hmm.
But I was carrying, like I say, two handguns.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked up, not pointing my handguns. I didn't even have them out. I mean, they couldn't even see them.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked up to the car, and it was two young girls that thought we were somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And they were kind of scared. They didn't see they saw my wife, but they didn't really realize it was a gun pointed at them at the mm-hmm. time. And but I say they weren't too comfortable at all, and they apologized and all that stuff, and mm-hmm. so it was all right. Now, if you weren't armed and you didn't have a plan, I would say just circle around and go back to a convenience store or something like that. Now, I do the same thing with police mm-hmm. at night. I won't stop. You're going to put a red light on me, I won't stop. I go to a convenience store
mm-hmm.
or someplace where there's more people, because I've got a red light. I mean, a lot of people have red lights, so
yeah.
And that's not enough to stop me.
Right.
But I'll go to a public place, and because I say you want witnesses and you want people around.
Yeah, Mike, as a matter of fact, I think if someone were following me and I just wanted to not get involved in a shootout, I would just, if I were near that Walmart, I would just drive right up to the front door. I mean, I'm talking about not park in a parking space. I'm talking about blow my horn all the way up to the front door and pull inside. And there may be part of the door in my way to pull inside. I don't know. But I'm going inside Walmart with my car. and that would be to prevent a shootout. But, there's always the possibility that it might end not so well. Okay, so let's change the scenario just a little bit, Mike. Now we have what seems to be an innocent situation. We're in our car. We're at that same traffic light that we were at the first time we started talking about the man with the hood approaching us. This time it's not a man with a hood. It's a girl. Maybe 18, 20 years old, maybe 21, 22, 25, 28. And she's approaching us, but, we see behind her, it sure looked like she was with this guy that had stopped 30 feet away, and she kept approaching the car. So now it's our belief that the guy in the hooded jacket is 30 feet away. He has not approached the car, but now we've got this girl approaching the car. What are our thoughts? What do we do?
Okay, now, this is a personal judgment. Now, myself, I would wait and expect her to say something, because maybe she needs help.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be what it is. But I would let her approach me, but like I say, women, I'm a little more lenient with mm-hmm. a woman.
Okay.
Now, but I would still have my rag out. And
in case you need to clean your windshield.
Just in case I gotta clean my windshield, yeah. And I would let her get closer, but I would be expecting her to start saying something before. I'm not gonna let her come up without saying anything. Normally, if there's a problem, she will start saying something, you know, 6, 8, 10 foot away.
Right.
You know, like
right.
either I need help or, you know, hi, use a manner, should you use something. Mm-hmm. When they don't say anything like that, they just come completely up to you. They're focused on a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's the case, they're not going to use any manners.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why when she's further away, she'll say, well, you know, good evening or I need some help or, you know, she'll say something before she gets up to your window. But like I say, I would still have my rag out because I say it's just too easy. And then you get tunnel vision, especially when she comes up close to you. You won't be able to see, and the guy with her can come up real quick,
mm-hmm.
you know, once she gets your attention, is blocking your view. So this is why I'd be kind of spooked on that kind of situation.
Mike, let's escalate it from there. Okay, so now, are your doors locked?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't, but I suggest people do it. But I want you, it's hard for me to reach outside and get a hold of you, so I want you to come in, mm-hmm. and then I can get a hold of you. So.
Okay. Well, not everybody's Mike Ma.
Yes, that's why I'm saying that I'm right. a little different.
And so, Mike, now, let's change the situation just a little bit more. Let's ramp it up a little bit. Okay, so we're focused on this girl that's coming. She's about 6 feet away now, and she just started to talk to you, just beginning to talk as she's approaching. And you feel the car move. And you realize that it's the person at the driver's door trying to open the car. Now you've got her at the driver's door. You've got somebody trying to open the passenger door, and you've got that guy 30 feet behind the girl. Now what do we do?
Okay, more like something getting my attention on one side and coming right. on the other side.
Correct. You have been distracted,
mm-hmm.
or that was the attempt. What do you do?
Well, the rag is still there. The
rag's there.
And
the car's still in gear. The truck's still in gear.
Still in gear. Now, if there's traffic around, now this kind of happened to me once before, but I was the first car in line, so I couldn't run into anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And but they didn't come in the car.
Let's say you're the first one. You're number one at the red light,
mm-hmm.
okay? And there's light traffic going across in front of you, okay? What do you do? Do you take off?
Well, if somebody's trying to get in on mm-hmm. something like that, I mean, the door's opening and like that, I'm being surrounded. I know I am. There's mm-hmm. no choice about it. I would just pull right on out.
Okay, so wouldn't
bother me at the right. least.
Red light doesn't mean anything at that point.
No, because I'm getting ready to have bad problems on this because they, like I say, they got me surrounded. They're coming at me with no telling what,
mm-hmm.
And I can handle the accident. We got insurance, so.
Okay. Now, what about the situation is the guy has singled you out. You're number two in line to go through the red light, but there's a guy in front of you. There's a guy behind you. There's a guy to your left, and on the right, there's a curb. So let's say you could turn quickly and jump the curb. You could bang into the guy in front of you. You could back into the guy in front of you. You could hit the horn, but you've got the guy 30 feet behind the girl on your left. You've got the girl 6 feet on your left, and you got a guy tugging at your passenger door. Now what do we do?
Yeah. Now, once they start coming at me in a different direction, like I say, I'd be smashing into somebody, the guy right in front of me. I wouldn't try to avoid him, mm-hmm. trying to go around. I mm-hmm. wouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Just for the idea, I want more people involved.
Okay.
And because, like I say, it takes the interest out of everything,
mm-hmm.
you know, so.
Okay. So you're not worried about a ticket? You're not worried
no.
about... you're not worried about insurance. You're just, okay.
Yeah.
So the last thing you want to do is get involved in a shootout.
Yes. Oh, yeah. No, we don't want that at all.
Mm-hmm.
Especially on something like that. There's too much going on at one time. You're going to get confused. And so the best thing to bring the situation down quick is a nice little accident.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is way out of the box thinking. Most people are trained, don't have an accident.
Yeah.
Now, class, Mike Ma has been involved in a shootout. Mike Ma is a Marine. And, Mike, you were telling me about Marines, and most people have the opinion that most Marines are involved in combat. They, you know, they're in firefights and they're in foxholes and bullets are whizzing at them and they're shooting. And is that the case?
Well, I learned afterwards. I was in Vietnam, mm-hmm. and I learned afterwards 10% of the Marines saw combat, and out of that 10%, there was even a smaller amount that saw intense combat,
mm-hmm.
and everybody else was support, and I didn't realize. I thought everybody else was supporting the Marines,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't. This wasn't like that at all.
And you were involved in combat?
That's all I did was combat only, and they even kept us separated. They wouldn't let us mingle with other Marines or anybody, and I didn't understand that until years later, and then because that's all we did, we would fight each other if we couldn't fight anybody else. So that's why they kept us separated from everybody else.
So you are a combat Marine, and you are one of the 10%. Were you in the extreme combat situations?
In say
extreme combat situations.
Oh, yeah. That's all I did. I was alone in DMZ
mm-hmm.
and the whole time. I mean, it was in the, we'd come out of the jungle maybe one day a month just to mend our wounds and get new clothes, and then we'd be back out again.
Mike Ma. He's been involved in a civilian shootout where a guy pointed a gun right at his face. Mike had to shoot him. Mike's a combat Marine. He's a senior USAPrepares.com instructor. He's an author of 6 books. If you're interested, USAPrepares.com. Go to the store tab. I'll update the website during the commercials. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier, he can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Mike Ma's with us in the studio. And Mike's an author of 6 books. If you'd like to consider one of Mike's books, you can go to usapreparers.com, usapreparers.com, and on the store tab, you can see more about Mike's books. Mike lives the lifestyle that we're talking about. Mike has been involved in every kind of trouble I can think of. I'm serious. And he talks about how to make a holster. He talks about how to use firearms. He talks about situations that he's been involved in. And Mike is my dear friend, and I'm not kidding. Mike has taught me how to survive a gunfight. He's taught a lot of people how to survive a gunfight. And frankly, I've been taught by the NRA for years and years and years. And the training that I got there would have gotten me killed. No question about it. I don't think about guns the same way after meeting Mike Ma that I thought about them before. And I'm not a young person. I'm 60 years old. So I've been around guns for a very, very long time. Since about 8 to 10 years old. So it's not new to me. And Mike's got some great techniques. And if you'd like to contact Mike, you can go to the website, usapreparers.com, and you can send us an email. Mike is at the farm. He's staying at the farm. And if you'd like to contact him one-on-one, you can go to usapreparers.com and send us an email, and I'll make sure that Mike gets it when Mike comes up for the expos twice a year. He stays at the farm for a great, great extended period of time, and we love having him here. If you'd like to, and he can train you one-on-one or two or three people at a time, and that's what he does with us. We train with Mike Ma, and a lot of our instructors do. And if you'd like to go to his website, it's nostressmike.com, nostressmike.com. And you can contact him at usapreparers.com. It's telephone number, 816-600-1485. 816-600-1485. You may get an answering machine, and if you do, just leave your number, and we'll call you back. 816-600-1485. Mike, We've got a couple minutes left. So now the situation is we're in traffic, and it's bumper-to-bumper traffic. All of a sudden, we feel and hear a bump from behind us. Now what do we do?
Okay, now that's a technique that's used to stop people. And I say normally what we would do is somebody bump up against you, and then you'd pull off to the side.
Yeah.
And then, you know, exchange information.
Right.
Providing that's what they're wanting, and they're not mugging you, because that's another way that they're going to stop you. So their
plan is to bump into you and have you do the normal thing, pull over to the side of the road, and now all the traffic that was around you when that little bump happened, they've all moved on.
Yes.
Okay.
And you're out of the way.
Right.
And they're going to take their action right at that time, and that'll be when you pull out your wallet to get out the information. You know, that's when they're going to take your wallet and do all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And now, everything boils back. You have to have a plan. I try to get people to do martial arts, and you don't need to go in for competition, but at least know something,
mm-hmm.
Because you may not have your gun readily available. Not everybody's like me, so you need to have a plan. And one plan is at least don't let anybody, you know, harm you in any way. And that was a good chance for them to either snatch you up, mm-hmm. you know, or, you know, take your car, because they already got you stopped, you know, and all that kind of stuff. So, but you need some way to take care of your personal safety, one way or the other.
Well, Mike, do you advocate that a person get a gun, but first think about would they be willing to use that gun if their life was threatened? How do you go through that mental process?
Now, for me, I like doing your house, and we'll use wax bullets in your house.
Hmm.
And then you get the fear. And then do you want to deal with this fear? And that's how you get over
it. Next time you're back on with us, we'll talk about surviving a gunfight the way we train here at USAPreparedness.com with Mike Ma. Real guns, wax bullets, bleeding all over, pain everywhere, everybody gets shot. Pretty dangerous situation. Don't try it at home. We'll talk about it next time Mike Ma's on the radio with us. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPreparedness.com. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. And coming up next, Alex Jones.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready. Some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.